Oh, the backend features for the user projects. Well, basically, one of the tasks I was assigned was implement. I mean, I have changed the wallet authentication of the application. They were using the game, the clearance game, to implement the authentication. So one of my hardest tasks actually was to intro, I mean to how do I say it? To introduce, I mean to include third parties, I mean to integrate, sorry, to integrate third parties within the app. So I had to remove all, I mean the wallet authentication. So I had to remove all the controllers handling the authentication and remove the clearance game, because it was the one they were using before. So I had to use Supabase. They have given me a boilerplate of a basic authentication using Supabase. They have given me an Insomnia file using I mean containing the different endpoints, if I remember well. I had to test it within Swagger to make sure all the I mean all the I mean how to go through the documentation using Swagger to make sure all the code was well structured. So I had to integrate it in within my I mean within the application using the game called Faraday. Faraday is it's a game they we used in Rails to facilitate the HTTP requests and to fetch for to fetch from the Supabase API to allow the authentication. Although I faced a few issues because it was my first time using Supabase as third party in an application. So I had to, well, usually when I have a when I have an issue or when I'm facing a new I mean a new concept, I go through the documentation. And the basic issue was that I mean Faraday was not working properly. It was not communicating properly with the I mean from with the Rails application. I think I had to go through the controller and update the way I was implementing the login request, if I remember well. I need to go through the code again to remember how exactly I did that, but it was within the controller where there was an issue. And I think if I remember well. Well, the other feature, it was as I said, it was they asked me to implement a PDF generation. So they wanted that all the data entered by the student to be generated as PDF. So the application had to generate automatically a PDF, so that the user could print that PDF from the input they were entering. And I think there were a few other concepts. Well, I mean, I had the task also to display the student informations like their whole documentation, implement the profile updates, a future pictures, the what else? What else? They had, I think, a few more features, although it took me a few days to implement it because it was actually before implementing all those features, the app was quite in disorder. They were not respecting I mean the business logic which should go within the models into Red application. They were not respecting the tiny controller logic, which was to put all the application logic within the model and then implement all the routes within the controller. So I had to restructure all the files and to put in the settings all the sensible application keys. I think that's it. I don't know if you have any question, any other question.